Our scripture today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline.
Thanks, Joan. I had an all-day meeting yesterday, and Joan's son, Mitch, was one of those in that meeting, and I told Mitch, I said, well, you know, your mom is worship leader tomorrow, and I think she's got a short sermon plan for her stewardship moment. And he said, you better start now cutting out of your sermon. But Joan raised him well. Mitch is the pastor at our congregation in Baytown, and he is doing a wonderful job there. The passage this morning from Timothy is about family. And one reason I chose this, you'll notice in the middle of it, he's calling out names, and grandmother Lois, and my grandmother's name was Lois. And she is the first faithful person I can remember witnessing to me in a way, not in religious language, just, but in the language of love. So this is in honor of my grandmother, who everyone called Mom. And I've been thinking about family a lot lately. You know, we took a trip to see our great-grandson Troy in New Mexico. And I had pictures. I was going to load them up and send them to Bill and let him show them. And that just seems sort of taking advantage of all the other grandparents in the place. So I didn't do that. And grandparents day to day, all of us celebrating that time together. In our family, we're beginning to plan Christmas already, and because it's so hard for us all to get together, and we're all going to be together on December the 22nd for the first time in years that we can get all the kids and all of their kids together at one time. My thoughts on family caused me to ask just exactly, who is my extended family? Did you know that geneticists are tracing genetic codes back now? And they're tracing them so far back in time that all of the literally billions of individuals on earth are being filtered back in a very few family origins. Less than 20 they've got it down to. Our extended family reaches back thousands and thousands and ten thousands of years. Our notion of what makes family can either lead to increased tribalism or it can lead to its opposite. For most of our history, our notion of who we are and who our family is, for most of our history as human beings, it led to tribalism, did it not? If you go back and read from Genesis forward, beginning with that tragic story of Cain and Abel, but from then on, figuring out who was your favorite and who was in your family meant dividing up and warring against each other. Paul, in today's scripture, speaks of his ancestors. You know, Paul was Saul before. He was Jewish. His ancestors made war on every tribe but their own. And the people that they made war on, the Philistines and the Amalekites and others, made war on all of the other tribes around them. It was the way of family. And it's been that way pretty much ever since. My tribe can whip your tribe. There were those few prophets, though, few prophets who pointed to a time in the future when all would be united in peace. The beautiful words of peace in Isaiah. Jeremiah prophesied that time. Ezekiel, Micah, all look forward to that day. Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done." Where? On earth. You remember we talked about that recently. Jesus expanded the notion of family. He expanded the notion of who was His family. Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Everyone. Everyone who does the will of God is my brother and my sister, my father, my mother. And I believe that this is the church's great calling, to claim as family, well, everyone. We use the phrase our church family, but we have sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews we haven't even met yet. And I believe that God is calling us to expand greatly our notion of family, that we are all in this together. I came across a poem recently that I had read in school. In fact, it happened when I was listening to some of the commentary in and around John McCain's, and they showed an old clipping of John McCain, and he was being interviewed, and they said, "What's your favorite book?" Can anybody recall what book he said in that? "For Whom the Bell Tolls." Hemingway. So I thought, well, you know, but that's also a poem, is it not? Yes, indeed it was. John Donne was a 16th century English poet, an Anglican priest, and he was made a priest by King James I, King James of the King James Bible. And that Bible was commissioned by King James to separate out the Church of England from the rest of Catholicism and the growing Puritans in that time. The King James Version was made to define very expressly particular words. But John Donne wrote a poem that was to become part of our lexicon. Listen. "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less. As well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. And therefore, never sin to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee." John Donne put into poetic language that notion that we are all in this together. So how do we go about expanding our notion of what our extended family consists of? First of all, I think we need to affirm just how important family is to our lives. Mary Louise, for Christmas this last year, gave me the deal that I could do a swab and send it in. I found out I'm not Irish after all. I'm British, Spanish, and Portuguese. Hablo usted inglés? So my whole family story of my granddad being an off the boat Irishman somehow got misinterpreted within two generations. And so it was affirming for me to go back and see exactly how far back my own family reaches into the European continent, the Iberian Peninsula, and the rest of Europe. And for another $19.95 a month, I can find out even more. But we do need to affirm just how important family is in our lives. We were not created as solitary beings. We were created to be in kinship. And then as we affirm how important family is to our lives, we must learn as much as we can of the human community around us, their hopes, their desires, their yearnings. I love the prayer list that we have just begun with children, our own children, and also those children elsewhere, that we hold them in prayer daily, that we light a candle for a child whom we may never see, but whom we have taken into our family. Learn as much as we can of the human community around us and how we can be a part of that great coming together. And then pray. Pray for the human family. Pray for unity. Pray for mutual respect. Pray for the goodwill of all and an end to strife. Pray it daily. Make it a part of your inner being. Thy will be done on earth. And then put our prayers into action. Everything we do here needs to expand our ripples outward. We need to become a part of other families in this community. We need to invite them to experience us, and we do the same thing. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin right here. Amen.